How you doing?
I'm fine. How are you, Dave?
Good, good. We're still here in 1 Peter chapter 4, and we've come to verse number 10. Let's read a little bit from the Word of God. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's various grace. Whoever speaks is one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves is one who serves by the strength that God supplies. We're talking here about service again. And gifts given by God to man. The first one is what?
Well, let me just back up if you don't mind. The first one is speaking. But if we back up just a moment, it's evident from verse 10 that everybody is given a gift. As each has received a gift. It's not saying...
It doesn't say some.
No, it doesn't say some. And so... You know, sometimes I think people think, well, I'm not gifted in any way. I can't, you know. Mm-hmm. But he seems to outline for us two particular gifts here, but to recognize that everyone has a gift and that everyone's gift is to be used in service one to another. As that gift is needed, it's to be used. And a steward takes careful advantage of what's given, recognizing that it doesn't belong to him. It's a gift that he's to use, and he is to use it in this context to serve one another. But it's not something that is his. Mm-hmm. The Lord's giving it to him.
Specifically, the speaking, as one who speaks oracles of God, it gives us some context about how careful we ought to be with our words, edifying and whatever. What else do we see there about speaking?
Well, that the translation there, oracles, is really just a word in its plural that is the Word of God, the words of God, as it were. So that what Peter is giving to us is that the one who is speaking is to speak the very words of God. Is to be recognizing that he's God's spokesman. I think perhaps he's referring to preaching here and proclamation of the Word of God.
We're all called to serve, not in our own strength, though.
And I think that's important. Often we set out to serve in our own power. We want to take recognition here. And I think Peter here is drawing our attention to a number of very good things in regard to service. First of all, the word here for serve is the same word that's used for deacon. And of course, you know in Acts chapter 6, the deacons were chosen to wait at tables because there were some in the distribution of food who weren't being taken care of. And so deacons were set aside to be able to help in these very physical tasks of the kingdom. And I think recognizing that, there's a sense in which God calls us to be servants, but servants not in our own power, not for our own glory, but here are two things. One is by the strength that God supplies, and then the second thing, that God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. So that I think of Jesus' words that the one who gives a cup of cold water in my name is serving me. And I think that's really what Peter has in mind here, is that Christians are to serve one another by God, by the grace and strength that God gives, and also for the glory of God. Jesus Christ.
And he's not talking necessarily here about some big grand act of service that everybody sees, but this steady pattern of thinking of others better than yourselves, going out of your way to just do these little things that maybe no one will ever notice, but you see that kind of fruit that comes from those type of acts of service.
Yeah, and I think that's when Jesus mentions that about the cup of cold water, that's the very point. People are saying, when did we serve you? And he gives them all sorts of illustrations of things that we wouldn't think of as great acts of service.
Back in the earlier part about being sober-minded and intentional, those things being so part of a believer's activity that they don't even necessarily notice them or draw attention to them. It's just water or food or bread or offering the gospel to somebody in conversation or in the way we live. And that's encouraging.